Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the Matrix shit. Let's go hook him up! I'm gonna drag you until I wear your Texas ass out.
The game is awesome.
And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Over the Top Radio. I am your host, Ed, in San Antonio, and I'm currently joined by my co-host, Katrera. What's going on, Katrera?
It's 8 o'clock in the morning. What do you want?
You're the one that wanted to do the show at 8 o'clock in the morning, so don't get mad at me.
I'm just kidding.
I guess you didn't bother inviting Craig because he's probably at work right now.
What, Saturday? Work on Saturday?
I think he's been working on Saturday.
Oh, has he? I didn't even think about it because it's so early. Oh. And it was so late when we decided to do this, so I didn't want to send him a message and be asleep or something, so.
Eh, it's just Craig. Who cares if he would have woke him up?
That's true. Yeah.
Well, so what do you want to talk about today?
I don't know what's on your mind.
Nothing really.
Did you ever see Suicide Squad?
Yeah, I saw it last night. Popped brownies and got pretty fucking lit up and watched it. Wasn't the greatest quality, but it wasn't as bad as like I watched Star Trek last week and that was a shitty ass fucking. Version that I saw, but this one wasn't too bad. But it was good.
As far as story wise, it was kind of a mess
because it was just like there's no real story. They're just out there on a mission, just like with no like really.
The whole Enchantress storyline was really weak. I thought as the main villain.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just like it's. Because they've been talking about this movie coming out for a long time, but honestly, it's something like it felt like was just thrown together real quick, or like have a feeling like the studios decided to like change shit like as they get closer to the release date. But I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought Harley Quinn was awesome. I thought what's his name as the Joker was all right. He wasn't Heath Ledger or even Mark Hamill, but I thought he was okay. Will Smith's okay. The fight scenes are cool. There's a lot of special effects. All that stuff's pretty cool. So, I mean, I enjoyed it. I liked it. But it wasn't, the greatest comic book movie by far. I still think they should have done, like, another movie with her to present her more as a villain than trying to have her be kind of like a somewhat of a hero in the first movie with her. That they did have somewhat of a backstory, so that was cool, but I still think they should have done that with her, but I thought it was good.
It felt like a movie that, just taking that, like, the main storyline, fighting the Enchantress, it just felt like a movie where they just wanted to introduce all these people more than anything.
Pretty much, yeah. And they still didn't do, like,
the,
you know,
the main, the biggest villain in the movie was Amanda Waller and me. She's a bitch.
Oh, it's, yeah, I mean, she basically is in the fucking cartoon and then I guess the comic book. But yeah, she's, that's basically who that bitch is. But it was kind of cool seeing they have like a, they kind of, they're kind of like, they throw a lot of Easter eggs for like the, you know, the Justice League coming up, because they show Flash for like a second. And then at the end, like, Batman's getting like files on all the people he's looking for and stuff. So they kind of set up stuff, for, you know, for Justice League. So that was cool. That was kind of like the little bit of Marvel, what Marvel does. And, yeah, it was cool.
It's cool seeing the first time I've seen the Flash, like, in his full outfit. He looks pretty cool.
It's kind of a trip seeing, like, Katana, like, because we've seen her before on the Flash. No, Green Arrow, I'm sorry. She was on Green Arrow. And actually, quite a few of them have been, you know, Deadshot and the Boomerang dude's been around on the TV shows.
Amanda Waller was on Arrow. They actually killed her off last season.
Oh, thanks for ruining that for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said it. My fault.
No, I watch it on Netflix, so I'm kind of like that season behind.
Oh.
But yeah, I mean, it was good. And like I say, it's surprisingly good for his, like, kind of like lack of a story there was, basically.
Yeah. I'm hoping they'll do, because I know they cut a lot of, whole shitload of the Joker stuff out. I'm willing to put out like an Ultimate Edition, like Batman vs. Superman, with a bunch of that stuff put back in.
Hopefully. I'm sure there's like a lot of shit with like Harley Quinn and the Joker that they just, you know, couldn't fit in there. I'm sure they did all kinds of crazy things and stuff. So, yeah, hopefully it'll be pretty good.
I thought Will Smith was really good in this movie.
Yeah, he was okay.
I was kind of surprised he was in a movie like this, because usually he's more of like a solo guy in these big movies, you know? Instead of this ensemble cast.
Yeah, well, he knew he was probably going to make some money. And from what I hear, though, he didn't like the dude who played the Joker. He's got beef with him like The Rock's got beef with Vin Diesel.
Well, I think the Joker was like that to everybody. He's like... Jared Leto, when making the movie, he was like, you know how Andy Kaufman always stayed in character during a lot of his stuff? He was like that. I think he sent Will Smith a dead pig or something. So.
Yeah. He did all right as a Joker.
I thought it was really cool that like they did a bunch of stuff that like as a callback to the comics, and they had that classic, I think it was a Harley Quinn comic book with her in the Jester outfit and the Joker, and that was in the movie.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen that cover?
Yeah. And what's also funny is a while back, I bought there's this website called Click Wrestle, and instead of like going to, have you heard of that?
I think I have heard. I've heard the name. I don't know what it's about though.
Okay, basically, instead of going and buying, like, a whole show, like, let's say you don't want to buy a whole show, but you heard about a match on that show, they sell matches, basically, and they're, like, $2, $2.50. And it was one day I was bored, and I decided to order a few matches, so I ordered a few Shimmer matches. And one of the matches I ordered was a 4-way for the tag titles, and one of the teams was Regeneration X, which was Alice in Danger and Leva Bates. And Alice in Danger is basically doing the Joker. She kind of came out dressed in the Joker's colors and then had like a porcelain like Joker's mask on. And then Leva Bates had the whole red and black Harley Quinn court jester outfit on as her costume and stuff. And it was pretty cool. It's kind of funny that I saw that, you know, just days before I saw the movie and stuff.
And I thought they also, there was a lot of good music in this movie.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. The music was cool.
I mean, like, one minute it'd be, like, It'd be like Black Sabbath, and then another scene to be like Eminem, and then another one to be Queen or something like that. But that's pretty good.
Yeah. No, it was cool. I enjoyed it.
And thing about DC is that I think they have a little bit over Marvel, as they've always had. Like, I think the better villains in these movies. Because some of the villains in the Marvel, except for like a few of them, like maybe Loki and Ultron, have been kind of weak. Like the first two Iron Man movies, I thought were really weak when it came to like the villains. Because it never felt like that anybody was really in danger or anything. That's why I was surprised that the villain came off so weak in this movie. Because usually DC had all those great villains like the Joker. He had Bane in the Christopher Nolan films, and you know, you had General Zod and Lex Luthor and Batman vs. Superman. So
yeah, and they always, in a lot of cases, they just had better actors playing the villains too, so that also helps.
I saw this week saw something on the internet and some reporting on the next Thor movie, and it showed like armor that the Hulk's going to be wearing. He's going to be like in a suit of armor whenever they're, you know, whatever the plot is and they're fighting or whatever. It's kind of like, do you ever read the Planet Hulk comics?
I read like a graphic novel on the Planet Hulk, but not the whole like comic.
Yeah, that's where he's apparently in a suit of armor. And when I think the story was like, when he get out of hand and like some of the heroes like launched him into space to this planet or something. They get him off Earth or something like that. I can't really remember. But
oh, I know what it was. I saw like they had like one of the cartoons on like Planet Hulk.
Mhm. Yeah. I remember that because I saw that on Netflix once.
Yeah, and they had like Battery Bill who was on it too.
Did you see the new Star Wars trailer?
Yeah, and it seems like they made it more of like a, making it look more like a team movie. Like they focused a lot like on a team than just like the girl in the story. Supposedly like the first trailer didn't go over well with the focus group, so they had to redo a lot of shit apparently. That's what I heard.
Yeah, the thing what's cool about this movie is since it's like before like the original trilogy, that I think a lot of the heroes in the film were going to end up getting killed because they never factor in anything afterwards, like in the movies and stuff.
Yeah, they're probably all going to get killed. They kind of seem like they went back to the old like Magnificent Seven storyline or plot, basically. Mm-hmm. By making it, you know, into a team movie. And that's what they're going to do, is kill everybody off just for maybe like one or two.
Have you seen the, the new Luke Cage trailer?
No, not yet. I haven't seen it yet. I saw it on Facebook, but I didn't really have, I wanted to really pay attention to it, so at the time I was kind of busy, so I haven't seen it yet, but yeah, I know that's coming out pretty soon.
It's coming out September 30th on Netflix. So, and also on September 1st, the second season of Narcos comes out.
I was about to say that Narcos is coming back out. The first season, I don't know if it'll be as good as the first season, because there's not really that much time left.
I can't imagine they're doing a third season, because you'd think that this is the one where they hunt him down and kill him, you know?
That's what I'm thinking, because there's not a whole lot of years after he got away from the prison, so this will probably be the last one. I don't think they'll be a part of season three, unless they take it, like, super slow with that first season.
I read up on the – I was interested in who the guy was. And, I mean, I knew who he was, but see that – extent of how bad he was, and so I know that like it wasn't too far after the where Narcos ended that where he escaped the prison that he gets killed and hunted down, son.
Speaking of shit on Netflix, fucking the dude from fucking Making a Murder, the fucking kid, got fucking released today. Or they said they're going to release him. They overturned
his fucking conviction. You know, I haven't watched that yet. I've been meaning to. I just never.
Oh,
did you watch it?
Yeah, dude, you need to watch it because it's just, it's going to, if you, well, if you like watching stuff that's going to make you mad and piss you off, it's perfect because you just watch this and you're like, what the fuck? How could, you know, there's like one of the key evidence that they found, again, not the one they let out, but like the uncle is, okay, they, in his house, okay, the police department had framed him before, right, for like apparently raping somebody before, and he was let out and proved innocent. So when this shit was going on, they said, okay, well, there's bias here. This police force cannot be a part of the investigation, okay? It's got to be the other from, like, I guess where she was from, the girl that got killed. They're going to investigate and search the house. So they searched the house over and over and over again and didn't find any evidence. And then one day, one of the cops that's not supposed to be there happens to be there, and he just, out in the open, basically finds like her spare keys or something. and that was like the main evidence. Even though they searched that place over and over again, and it was an illegal, you know, the guy who found it wasn't supposed to even be there. And why was he there in the first place if he wasn't supposed to be there? You know what I mean? Just shit like that, dude. And it's like, what the fuck, dude? It's so obvious, the dude. You know, there's so much shady shit going on. You know, and I'm sure they left some shit out to make him not look as bad. But the saddest part of the whole thing is his nephew, the one that they overturned. He basically, he's half stupid, dude. He's just a nice, shy kid, but, you know, kind of just not all there. And they just basically coerced him into giving a confession. It basically, he just said what they wanted him to say. Because they made it seem like he was going to get to leave because he was all scared. And basically, he basically agreed with everything they said. He didn't know any better because he thought that was going to get him free or whatever. And then they, you know, arrest him and shit. And then he's on the phone with his mom. And he's just so sad because he knows he's stuck in there and he's going to miss WrestleMania. And he's all, WrestleMania is April 13th. I'm going to miss it, Mom.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's like how smart the kid was. But, I mean, it's cool that they let him out. I mean,
okay.
Hopefully
that's
everybody
how you
will
know.
Pitch in and get him WrestleMania tickets and then go to WrestleMania. Because he was in jail for 10 years.
That's how you know the mentality of someone when accused of murder and he's worried about WrestleMania. I mean, it just tells you a lot right there.
Yeah, I mean, it tells you exactly how, you know, he's more worried about that than the consequences of just basically admitting to torturing and murdering this girl or whatever, you know what I mean? So, but
now, if it was me, I would probably be upset that I'm missing WrestleMania, but I wouldn't say so.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, like I say, he was 16 and half stupid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, hopefully he'll get some money and hopefully they'll buy him the DVD that he can just kick back and watch the 10 WrestleManias that he missed while he's been, like, locked up. And then hopefully they'll get the uncle out, too, and shit.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make a point of watching that, so.
You really should, because you just see how, like, evil and fucked up, like, some people are, dude. It's just like, there's so much footage and so much phone calls that are recorded, and there's so much shit on there, dude. It's amazing. It's like, how do they have so much shit? I mean, they were there, like, recording the whole thing, basically. Crazy. It's kind
of
like wrestling with shadows in a way.
Speaking of, like, watching something that'll make you mad, I just got through watching, I just went and watched all of the last season of The Walking Dead, and I don't see what the big deal, why everybody's so angry about that last show. Maybe I'm missing something. mean, it's a cliffhanger. I didn't think it was that big a deal if they didn't show anything. And, you know, that's where the show ended.
Well, they've been, I guess everyone's been, have heard about, or they're really expecting Glenn to get beaten to death, like in the comic book. And I guarantee you that's not what happened. I guarantee you it's Abraham.
Which one is Abraham? The
redhead, the Marine.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, because he's getting too happy. He's, like, looking to, like, sort of future with the one black chick. It's just, in the comic book, spoilers, everybody, in the comic book, the dude with the fucked up face killed him in the back with an arrow, okay? Well, they did that scene, but they did it with the doctor, that girl that was the doctor. That dude shot her. So she took his place, so now he's taking Glenn's place. He's the one that's going to die, or if it's not him, it's Sasha, but I guarantee you it's Abraham that's the one that's dying. They're not going to do the Glenn. I know they're not going to do the Glenn thing yet.
I just figured it was Glenn because they swerved everybody earlier in the season. I think he was dead for a few episodes.
Yeah, they did that to purposely troll everybody and piss everybody off.
So I figured it was, we thought he was dead, but he's not, so thank goodness. And then they kill him off at the end of the season, you know. That's what I figured it might be him.
I think it's a double swerve.
We didn't. It's been like a month since this happened. We didn't have a chance to talk about it. What do you think of the finale of Game of Thrones this year?
The fucking last two episodes. Did we talk about the second to the last? Did we talk about the Battle of the Bastards?
Yeah, we talked about that one, but we didn't talk about the finale.
Okay. Well, the finale was really great. It sucks that they killed off fucking Marjorie, because she's the fucking hottest one on the show. It sucks they killed her off, but you know what was one of the best parts of that whole thing was just the music.
Yeah.
Like the music for the whole Cersei thing, and the music at the very end, the music was like, they finally, I told you that Jon Snow was going to end up being, I thought he was going to be Khaleesi's brother, but he's actually her nephew, is what it is. But I knew he was going to be like, you know, he wasn't going to be Ned's son. He was going to be the son of the sister and the fucking Rhaegar. So I knew that was going to happen. So that was kind of cool that they went with that. Fucking Lady Mormont is like the best fucking actor on the whole fucking show. That little girl is fucking awesome. That was an awesome scene when they made him King of the North again. And then the final scene is just awesome with the music.
Oh yeah,
and the way they go between the different boats
with all the ships out on the water.
Yeah, like first there was like Theon and his sister, and then they show Grey Worm and a ship just full of fucking Unsullied, and then they show like Dothraki, and then you see the dragons with the wings splashing in the water as they fly around the ships, and then you get to like the last scene with them, and then you just see like fucking hundreds and hundreds of ships and shit. I mean, that was pretty awesome because you know shit's going to go down on the next fucking, the next year, even though it's going to be kind of a shortened season. You know shit's going down for sure. But yeah, it was awesome. That damn
Cersei, when she takes revenge, she don't fuck around. I mean, that was fucking huge, man. When she killed all those people, it was just like, fuck you all. Now you're all going to burn. So.
Yeah.
And then the son just stands up and walks right out throws himself out the window. I knew that was going to happen, too. They kept the camera on
him too
long.
He was such a pussy. He was like the biggest pussy on that whole show. I mean, at least he wasn't a psychopath like his brother, but goddamn, he was a pussy. That's why all this shit went, like, wrong, because he was just a pussy and didn't do anything about anything and shit. And then at the end, you know what's going to happen? Fucking not, I guess it's not really a spoiler because it's just my opinion, but you know fucking what's his name is going to fucking kill his sister. He's going to fucking going to be the king and queen slayer. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In the end. So, because the way that scene went down. And then the one scene with Ari was fucking badass where she fucking cuts what's his throat and shit. That was pretty cool.
That was one of those deaths I've been waiting for ever since that Red Wedding happened.
Yeah, no shit. But yeah, that shit was awesome.
I think they're only doing like two more seasons.
Yeah, it's two more seasons, but it's not 10 episodes like the last six. I think it's going to be like 6 and 8 or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, I think it's coming out later next year. It's going to be like the summer. Usually it's like right at the start of spring or something like that.
Yeah, it's almost a whole fucking year. That's the one thing that sucks. It just takes so damn long for them to make the fucking, to make it and shit.
What do you think about Raw this week?
It was okay. I fast forward through a lot of stuff, but I mean, it was okay. I'm probably the only person that fucking thinks Goldust and R-Truth are fucking hilarious.
It's funny, but I mean, it's funny. It's just, you know, it's like I don't want to see him wrestle. I just want to see him do that Pokemon shit.
When R-Truth fucking saw the penguin thing on the wall, I thought that was a fucking, that was awesome. So, I don't know why. Some of the stupid shit always fucking cracks me up, but that fucking Goldust and R-Truth cracked me up.
I loved Lana showing the, with his face going in the cake. That was pretty damn great. You knew
what
was going to
happen. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did a good job of fucking, of like, she like grabbed it with her arms and made sure she covered her whole face and everything. And then they made sure the filling was red to really, you know, stand out. And then the fucking way Rusev took the spear. Rusev picking off the spear at the end of the thing.
Yeah. It's all been kind of weird to me. Like, they've been, for the last few months, they've been doing like some strange main event segments, like Cesaro and, Rusev, it didn't feel like a Raw main event. I don't know, maybe it was just me. It felt like a mid-card match in the main event or something like that. Not that I'm complaining about the match.
Well, it's because they're never in the main event, so that's probably why it seemed different.
I mean, when they came out with Foley and Daniel Bryan came out, I figured Brock Lesnar was going to like give Bryan an F5 or something. He was going to come out. Or something like that.
It was basically a nothing segment just to get Daniel out there. I mean, they didn't do anything, just made fun of each other for a minute or two, and then that's when everybody else came out.
I'm looking forward to the shows next weekend, the NXT show and SummerSlam. SummerSlam might be the better one of the better shows of the year.
Yeah, NXT will probably be better. It's a better show.
Who is Ember Moon? Do I know her from somewhere? The chick that's debuting?
Her name's Athena. I've talked to her about her before. I've seen her a bunch of times.
What ethnicity is she? Because I couldn't really tell. She's black. Oh, is she? Okay.
Fat ass and thick thighs, and she's real athletic. She can do like a lot of shit. And, I don't think she'll ever make it to the main roster because I just don't think Vince would think she's pretty enough. I think because she's, honestly, compared to like looks-wise, she's probably like the least attractive of everybody in NXT as far as the women, even though she's the best one. But like I say, she's awesome in the ring. As far as matches, like her and Asuka have an incredible match, and some of the other ones, I mean, she's as far as ring work, she's really, really fucking good. So we'll see what happens. Maybe if she keeps the mask on, maybe they'll bring her up to the main roster. But I just don't think Vince would think she's pretty enough at all to call her up and stuff.
I was watching the debut. They did the debut like promo with Bobby Roode, and him coming out in a suit It's like so funny how much he looks like Hunter. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, I noticed that, like, when he came out, when they had that NXT house show here, because he came out all dressed up. And that fucking song is just fucking, it's just one of those shows, one of those songs where, honestly, it's kind of stupid, but it's just fucking so stupid that it works like a real man song, for, like, Steven Regal.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fucking so out there that it fucking says it's cool as shit, and that he'll get over just on the song alone.
One thing I don't like, because I'm watching SmackDown now since it's live, so it seems to be a little bit more important show. They should have really put the American Alpha on the Raw, because they don't got nobody to work with hardly on SmackDown.
There really wouldn't be that much to work with on Raw.
Well, I mean, they could wrestle Gallows and Anderson,
yeah.
You know.
Well, the Usos, you know, they're hurt right now. So, that I mean, they can have really good matches with the Usos once they get back healthy. So, at least you got that to look forward to. But, yeah, as far as the other tag teams, they're so much better than everybody else.
I was hoping they would bring in, even though now he's going to be out 6 months with a shoulder surgery, Shelton Benjamin. I wish they'd bring, at some point, bring him and Charlie Haas in to wrestle those guys.
Or not Charlie Haas. If not Charlie Haas, they could put him with Jack Swagger and have them wrestle American Alpha. Either way, they'd have some good matches.
Mm-hmm.
They might worry that if they get Charlie Haas, he might run over to Little JoJo and kill her like he almost did Lillian that one time.
Oh, my God. I remember watching that. And I was in a wrestling chat room and watching that show. And I'm like the only person that noticed it. Did you just see Charlie Haas just creamed Lillian Garcia and she took like a back bump off the apron and they replayed it. It was like it fucking hurt. Then they made a storyline out of it because I think Visceral was involved with Lillian. So he wanted to kill Charlie Haas or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. The Eva Marie stuff on SmackDown is fucking awesome.
Yeah, that is funny. You can see exactly what they're going for. You know?
Yeah.
And she's
going
to make a good heel because people just hate her. I don't know, maybe. I guess people watch Total Divas or something. I don't know. But they hate her real bad.
Yeah. And then just with her not wrestling and then Becky getting fucked every time she doesn't come out to wrestle. I thought Alexa looks pretty good. I like Alexa.
Yeah, I like that. That was a pretty cool move. It was kind of like a twist and splash off the top rope.
Yeah.
I find Carmella to be irritating to listen to. I don't know, maybe I'm the only one.
Yeah, she's not really a baby face. She's not with Enzo and Cass. I mean, they have her as a baby face, but it's just like she starts talking, and you're like, shut up, bitch.
I wasn't a fan of Enzo and Cass, but they're starting to grow on me.
Awesome. They're awesome. Especially Enzo. Enzo's fucking incredible.
He's a guy that could. I don't know, maybe he'd get that personality. One point later in his career, he'd wind up as like an announcer or something. Just seems like that.
Yeah. Bad manager or something.
And I think they're wrestling like Kevin Owens and Jericho at SummerSlam. That seems a pretty big match for at least for Enzo and Cass, who were just like brought up. Because sometimes they're thing feels like a lower mid-card act in some ways.
Yeah.
Maybe because kind of like I said, like a New Day, because it's hard to take them seriously because they're so comical. So.
Yeah. And the matches should be good because Owens and Jericho are, you know, they're fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
So,
what do you think about apparently, well, she's kind of like totally out, but Dixie Carter is no longer in charge of TNA, and Billy Corgan is now in charge of TNA.
I don't watch it, so it's hard to care one way or the other. Only way I keep up with TNA is reading that TNA thread on the board. Everybody makes fun of that one TNA website. Everybody's like, I don't know, it's just, you know, those people come off so stupid on those TNA sites. It's like the people who praise, it's like the people who are like really fans of Vince Russo. You know, I just don't get it. You're a fan of Vince Russo, really? I mean, come on. Jesus,
there's all kinds of types out there.
I know. It's weird. Like, if people always, like, you'll do these commentaries and stuff. Like, you went off on the rant on how horrible it was that Finn Balor is in, like, the main event. Shows the wrestling is dead because this stuff isn't telling a story or whatever, or some such bullshit. I can't stand to listen to him. The only time I like to listen to anything about Vince Russo was when Cornette does something, talks about him. You know?
Yeah,
that's always pretty damn good. Or when he goes off on. Go ahead.
You remember a few weeks ago, everybody was going crazy about that fucking Flippy Doo match in Japan, and Vader didn't like it, and everybody was mad at Vader for not liking it. And mm-hmm. then it turned out later on that Vader was going to go have the match with this guy in England. And they had it yesterday, and now everybody's mad because fucking Vader won. like a fucking 150-pound dude, no matter how many flips he can do, is going to be able to beat a 500-pound monster. I mean, everyone's in an uproar.
Who's that? Will Ospreay? Is that who he's wrestling? Or
yeah, Will Ospreay.
Yeah, I saw that. That was like. I mean, they had that spot where they're both doing flips and stuff. I don't know. I thought it was cool. Maybe maybe it's not what people think pro wrestling should be, but you know, I don't think pro wrestling has to be like one specific way. You know, I mean, a bunch of different alternatives in wrestling and stuff. I think that's just one of them.
Yeah. But I mean, I thought it was a great match, but I didn't think it was worthy of all the discussion. I mean, it wasn't, like, life-changing. It was just two dudes who were real athletic doing a lot of flips, and it was pretty cool. So, yeah, that whole thing was such, you know, got so much, I guess just because of social media nowadays, shit like that's going to get, like, it's going to blow up and go viral, but I just thought that, I mean, yeah, great match, but what the fuck? It's not really worth all this fucking hassle or trouble or worth all this fighting going on.
I thought it was funny this week. I had everybody so pissed at Conor McGregor this week. Jesus Christ. I think the whole thing's kind of stupid, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, he's kind of jumped the shark and has gone, like, overboard on all his promos, like, lately. Like, he says shit you just can't take serious, so anyone who takes him serious is like, why? I mean, you can't take anything he says serious, so why are you taking it serious?
And worse, I felt embarrassed for all these people that were commenting on it. Because it's just a fucking troll. Don't even acknowledge the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you come off worse than he does when you respond to stuff like that. It's so stupid. Although it does make me want to see, who is it, Nate Diaz knocked his ass out again. So.
Yeah, that'll be it. Hopefully it will.
Is that show this weekend? Or is that UFC show this weekend or next weekend or something like that?
It's next weekend. It's the same.
And then, like, next month, isn't Punk making his debut?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to watch that.
I didn't see, like, there's some, like, I guess, little Fox documentary thing that they made on him or whatever. I just saw, like, a clip, but he don't know how to throw no punches. He's going to get his ass kicked.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to watch it because, you know, he's kind of a dick, so I wouldn't mind seeing him get his ass kicked, but I wouldn't mind seeing him winning just because he, like, came from pro wrestling, I guess. That's the way I think, anyway.
Yeah, it is kind of funny when MMA people go crazy when for something pro wrestling, you know, they're good in MMA and they don't like it.
Yeah. Well, I guess Brock did cheat, I guess. I guess you got the right to be mad at him. So, I don't care.
He didn't do nothing wrong. He just didn't want to have no man tits. That's all. He didn't get busted for steroids.
Right. I thought that it was pretty funny because you heard a lot of people saying, oh, he's just a gassed up wrestler. And it comes out that, I guess maybe somebody was right about that. So, you know, the other fellow that he worked, that he had a fight against, he went fucking flipped out on and for some radio show. I don't think he'll be back.
Yeah, what's funny is, you know, he started off, all his first fights were in Japan and Pride, where there was no drug testing and everybody was drugged up to the gills. And the only place he can go other than UFC to make money is back to Japan, where everyone's still drugged up to the gills on fucking steroids and shit. So it's just kind of funny. It's like he really doesn't have a defense on where he can go if he doesn't. He's so against fucking steroids and shit like that.
I wonder if they're going to make Brock lose this match kind of to punish him. Next weekend.
I could kind of see it, but what's the point to Randy? It's not like Randy needs to beat him.
Of course, then again, you know, Brock's the kind of guy, I think I could see him making a stink over it, you know, but not wanting to do it. So.
Yeah.
I saw that Damian Sandow made his teammate debut, I guess, Thursday night, something like that. His name's Aaron Rex is his new name. So
it was always funny though to be. Maybe he'll get over.
I tell you what, a lot of people say bad things about TNA, but I think when they're better at like taking those WWE mid cards to get released and at least making something out of them, like a guy like Drew Galloway, they made the world champion. I think it made, you know, made him a little bit bigger star. Same with Jesus Christ, the other guy.
EC3.
EC3, yeah. Because he's really good. He could be, I think he could be on the main roster of WWE right now. So.
Another thing is their women are actually the best they've been in years and years and years.
Yeah,
half
like
of them are
since,
like fucking Shimmer.
Ever since, like, probably ever since Gail Kim and Awesome Kong did all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
So. They still got Gail, who's so badass, and they got Mia, and then they got Sienna and Allie. They're both good. And then Rosemary is good. You know, they're doing different characters than what they were in Shimmer, but, I mean, they're better than Madison Rain and Velvet Sky and some of the other girls they had that weren't very good.
Now, I listen to, every once in a while, I'll go on YouTube and I'll like listen to different interviews and clips. And they had a clip from the Steve Austin podcast. This was back in, right after WrestleMania, back in April or something like that. And he went off on how The Rock buried the Wyatts at WrestleMania. You know, when he like pinned the Eric Rowan in like 6 seconds and stuff like that. I was thinking, didn't he do the same thing earlier in the show?
Pretty much.
Not only to the heels, but then he gave one of the baby faces a stunner. I mean, I don't know if I was missing something. Or, I mean, it seems like he buried guys in earlier in the show himself, so I need to get him complaining about it.
It's probably working an angle for the future.
Speaking of podcasts, I was listening to the Chris Jericho one with Matt Hardy in character. That was pretty damn funny. I mean, it comes off and he sounds so horrible, but you can't help but be entertained by it.
Hopefully I have time to listen to it.
Do what now?
I said hopefully I'll have time to listen to it.
Yeah, it is pretty good. I've been going on there. Somebody's been putting up like a bunch of those old Yada Observer Lives up on YouTube. I'm going to
oh,
run
really?
A few
Wow.
of those. I miss that show. Actually, you were actually on it. The one
Yeah.
with us too. I was trying to think of who. I think Jim Cornette was on something. He asked him something about what he would do with Teddy Hart or something like that. This was like right after Teddy Hart flipped out at ROH and started doing this random moonsaults off the cage, and then he vomited for something.
Yeah, he's all fucked up.
We got anything else you want to talk about?
Did you watch that Animal Olympics I told you to watch?
No, I haven't got around to it. Is this like a cartoon or a live action movie or something?
No, it's a cartoon. It's a cartoon, and it seems like it's just four people doing the voices, but two of them are what's his name? Fuck. Jody from Soap. Fucking God damn it, why can't I think of his name right now? Fucking do you remember Soap?
Yeah, I remember.
The gay one? Jody?
Oh, Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal, God damn, why can't I think of Billy Crystal's name? Okay, Billy Crystal and damn it, also now I can't think of her name. The girl from, she was on Saturday Night Live, the original cast, the one that died of cancer. Gilda Radner.
Yeah.
She's Barbara Wawa. She's like an ostrich, and she's covering. And then Billy Crystal, he's doing Howard Cosell, but the animal he is, he's a turkey. Howard Cosell's a turkey. And then he does like a bunch of the contestants, and they just have this bunch of different events and stuff, and it's actually fucking hilarious. It's fucking I was just thinking about it the other day because the Olympics are going on right now. I'm sure you haven't watched 1 minute of it, but I just remember that cartoon. And I've seen a picture. I don't even want to look at the clips of it and shit. But I was like, yeah, I remember when I was a kid, this thing, and I just typed it into YouTube, and sure enough, there it was. It's like two hours and stuff. It's fucking cool as shit, dude. It's fucking hilarious.
Did you
did
you ever watch Better Call Saul?
I saw the first season. I haven't seen the second season yet.
Second season is pretty damn great. I just got through watching it. Yeah, I
love
it. It feels just like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, kind of. The first season wasn't very long, was it? It was just like a half a season or something, right?
I think so.
Yeah. So yeah, I need to check out the second half.
I like how some of the older characters pop up, like Herman Trout, the guy, the former cop, or like Tuco, the drug dealer.
Yeah, the drug dealer.
The guy with the that was in the wheelchair with the bell. Before he was in a wheelchair with Dale.
Yeah.
You also got to check out Shameless, like I said. The fucking show is so good. If you like, it's drama and comedy. So I'm usually not into comedies, but when they throw the drama in there, it's pretty damn good. It's just like a dysfunctional family. The father's just a rich alcoholic. It's on disability, and he's got like insurance people following him around to see if he's actually disabled.
Yeah.
So they can stop paying his ass. He's always looking for some ways to make a buck without having to actually work. And he got his family, and they're just like, either they're like a promiscuous slut or something, or one of the kids is gay, or the other one is like, he does a bunch of stupid shit, but he's a legit genius, and so on and so forth. It's an awesome show.
I started watching Parks and Recreation. I never seen that one before. That one.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not usually into comedy. I think the only two comedies I've liked are Seinfeld and Frasier. So.
Well, there we go. I've always liked comedy, so. I rewatched The Office, and when I finished that one again, they were like the one they were advertising you should watch next was Parks and Recreations, and I knew that the guy, Star-Lord, was in it, so I was like, fuck it, I'll watch it, and pretty funny. It's all right. I'm already halfway through the seventh season, so I'll probably watch Shameless next.
Yeah, because I think they got the first four seasons up there. So, did you like the show like Orange Is the New Black? You would probably enjoy that one. So.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
Not really.
Well, I guess we can go ahead and.
I'm going to IHOP.
I want to go to bed, so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go crash out. So, everybody come back next week. If we're not on at the regular time, we'll figure something out. Maybe we can even get Craig on the show. So, everybody come back next week, and we'll talk to everybody then.
So be the man! You gotta beat the man!
You want to find out how good you are? You're looking at the Matrix shit. Let's go hook him up!
I want to dog you until I wear your Texas ass out. The game is awesome.
And hell, I might even get on top of my wife tonight.